Oh, I want to backtrack here a moment. Our first action took place at what was called the M&N Trenches of Debris. I was never told what the M&N meant. But that was supposed at that time to be a quiet front. But to brighten things up and to let the Germans know we had some ammunition and how to use it, we were all lined up and we made a brigade raid. A brigade is four battalions, of which I don't just remember how it was organized, but I do know we went over the top. But before going over the top, as all raids has followed, we had our Lahore battery behind us that started us off. This I've already explained in writing, but it was tit, 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 and then all hell broke loose. And I had described that hell to you, so I won't go into that. We suffered some casualties, one in particular, a sergeant we all loved very much. And when we saw him lying there on the stretcher, some of us, I can't say it, Jim. We knelt by this old sergeant of ours, whom we all loved. We touched his face and his hands, simply to say goodbye, but we're so awful sorry. General. The 4th Division covered four battalions, the 44th, the 46th, the 47th, and the 50th. The 46th, of course, from Saskatoon, Calgary, the 50th from Calgary. I do not know very much about the 44th and the 47th, except the 44th suffered terrific casualties by poor timing many times. Cut, that's all there is to it, Jim.
Here we go.
Strange as it may seem to some, I met some of them, particularly in the Vimy Front. Actually, carried some of the boys out that I went to school with in Canmore, Alberta. What was it? Cut it off.
I think that's good.
I was never harsh to Germans while in action, though I disposed of many. Any who were inclined to surrender was given the option, and I directed where to go and how to do it. And in that way, no more lives were lost than was absolutely necessary. Now you can cut if you like.
Well, I wanted the part, you mentioned that you didn't despise the Germans, it was about the way they governed. Because kids always ask me,
as soldiers had nothing against the German soldier. Actually, he was just the same as ourselves, but had been misguided. Now, I will try to put it this way. There's nothing quite like it. For instance, Count and Countess Hermann Fritz von Stuffert, or whatever his name is, and his counterpart, Lord and Lady A.A. Alcock, or whatever. Both are over-educated, overconfident, usually oversexed, and do nothing of importance, and think everyone should be their servants. They have servants at home, gardeners and whatever, and when you stop to figure it out, they could well be descendants of some pirates of 200 years ago or whatever, or white slavers or black gold traffickers. They're no better than anyone else, really. I have a memo here on dugouts, how we were accommodated up the line. Dugouts always was dug, for instance, the first line came towards us. Ours, likewise, went towards Fritz. These dugouts are possibly 20, 25 feet steps down. Then there was an excavation that would hold possibly 20, 30 people. And that, for instance, was our headquarters, as it was Fritz's. Now, I go back now to when we would throw a Stoke shell down the dugout. Unless that dugout was terraced, as a trench would be, and that Stoke shell would land at the bottom, that wouldn't only kill all the people, every mouse and everybody in there. The concussion from the explosion contained within the area usually kill them all. Okay, you can cut now.